USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
South Korean President Moon is at the White House for a day of meetings and events. Moon meeting with Vice President Harris's office for the bilateral meetings. He's then set to meet with President Biden, and later the two leaders are set to hold a joint news conference in the East Room. President Biden also awarding a U.S.-Korean War veteran with the Medal of Honor.
I'm humbled to have you here today. I really am. Along with your loving family, and to award you the Medal of Honor.
Retired Colonel Ralph Puckett Jr. was awarded that Medal of Honor for conspicuous gallantry in combat. Kyle Rittenhouse, the man who allegedly killed two rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin, made his first appearance in court on Friday. He'll go to trial November 1st. Rittenhouse claims the rioters were killed in self-defense. He's been out of jail on $2 million bail. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
150 missing kids were found by U.S. Marshals and local police officers in North Carolina. Lance Pry has a story from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau.
More than 150 missing children have been found in North Carolina, a few of whom were victims of human trafficking, according to police. On Wednesday, Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Department announced more than 130 missing runaways and juvenile children were found in an investigation called Operation Carolina Homecoming. The operation, which took place April 26 to May 7th, some of these children have been missing from 6 months to more than a year, and most were around 14 to 18 years of age.
Bitcoin's price is falling as China pushes for tighter regulation of the cryptocurrency. China's vice premier calling for a crackdown on Bitcoin mining and trading behavior to protect the financial system. The price of the digital asset is now down below $38,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The attorney representing the family of Ashley Babbitt, the woman shot and killed by U.S. Capitol Police during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, plans to sue the agency for more than $10 million and has already put officials on notice, demanding accountability for the slain Air Force veteran. Attorney Terrell Roberts is taking issue with members of Congress who oversee the Capitol Police but have not demanded transparency when it comes to the January 6th shooting. Republican Congressman Paul Gosar of Arizona demanded to know who, quote, executed, close quote, Babbitt during a hearing earlier this month with former Trump administration officials probing the events of January 6th. Jeffrey Rosen, former acting attorney general of the Justice Department, declined to answer the congressman's question, including identifying the police officer who shot and killed Babbitt. Federal prosecutors clearing the officer who killed Babbitt from any criminal wrongdoing in the shooting last month. They reasoned the officer acted in self-defense, and they did not identify the officer. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is calling out a U.S. Army ad that tells an animated true story of a soldier who was raised by two moms. Cruz blasting the new direction of recruitment.
And these woke lefty bureaucrats and lefty media reporters trying to destroy the American military, trying to turn it into frankly, a bunch of pansies.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.